Mr. Calderon, I'm Judge Donald Horowitz of Washington State and part of the ICTR Information Heritage Team. I'll be asking you some further questions. My first question to you is, what did you do with the cow that was given to you? It's a serious question because, you know, like many lawyers, I know the answer to the question, but I think it's important that the public know the answer to that question.
Well, first of all, very pleased to meet you, Judge, and thank you for the question. But what I asked for the cow is to not to use the cow to give milk to one of the orphanage where Kamaliza was going. So the milk for the kids. But I asked just to keep the cow alive as much as she will be alive.
So if I understand, you did not keep the cow for yourself, even though it was a wonderful gift. You gave it to the use of the cow to the orphanage for the children.
Yes, but first of all, I've never really seen the cow as such. Mm-hmm. I was told that mm-hmm. one of the person who is, it happens mm-hmm. to be now, one of the top 10 in the government of Rwanda. He's the one who gave me the cow. But at that time, he was not so high. Mm-hmm. He was just a person, I mean, not so high. Okay. And but he gave me the cow when he was high. And I asked just to give the milk for the kids.
Okay.
But, you know, but it's nice. Mm-hmm. After so many years, somebody who can remember me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, so now my job is to talk about some of the operations and at ICTR. ICTR, you have indicated, has accomplished a great deal. And I'd like to ask you just quickly to summarize what you feel are some of the important accomplishments of ICTR, International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, of which you have been a part for many years now. Okay, as you see it, not as a professional and also as a person with experience in Rwanda, personal experience in Rwanda, experience as an attorney, experience as an official in the UN and in the European Union, et cetera, et cetera. So your, I guess I'd say, informed opinion on what has been accomplished that's positive. And then I'm going to ask you what shortcomings you believe there have been and what you think can be done to improve those should we need both in this tribunal, to the extent that we are, it's going along and it's going to close perhaps in the next year or so and in the future. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry I've given you all a whole bunch of long questions, but I want you to think about it as you're talking in the progress of the interview.
No, thank you. Of course, you know, 12 years in the tribunal, I will try to be really short. What are the main issue
yes.
that I believe?
Yes.
Well, first of all, we forgot about the accused persons. I don't like the title of this tribunal because there is a presumption of culpability mm-hmm. instead of a presumption of innocence. So already in the title, I mean, in the statute, mm-hmm. People presume, you know, there is a presumption. So that is something that I don't like it. But maybe the formulation was difficult to find. But in ICTY, International Criminal Tribunal for the Ex-Yugoslavia, the wording is different. So I don't know why we use that wording there. But we forgot here two categories of people are the victims. We have an article saying but restitution of goods and so on, but you know, I think the International Criminal Court with the program for victims and so on is much better. If we want to contribute to the national reconciliation, we need money and we need to look also the global picture, because the human being is everything. It's not just justice or technical justice. It's the justice in the global sense. So you have to touch different aspects of the reality. The victims has been forgotten, a little, for sure. And also for the detainees, the accused people. If they're acquitted, we don't have any agreement. Where do they go? Or when they are finished to purge the sentence.
When they're finished serving their sentence.
Serving the sentences, yeah. Also, we don't have any agreement for them. So it's something that for the next generation to look at it. And the custody, the prevention, I mean, before the trial, is a rule here in this tribunal. While in national jurisdiction is the exception, so you can have a trial lasting for 10 years and the person is in detention for 10 years. And this is a detention center, so we are not organized to keep people for long period. We don't have the infrastructure in terms of for the people to study, to work, to as we have in a prison. It's not a prison, it's a detention center. So all this, I think, I'm not being looked at it, but it also is normal because we are the pioneers, so we don't know exactly how to do at the beginning. I remember myself when we put in place this, the legal aid system, I consulted with the counterpart, the lawyers.
Let me stop you for a minute.
Yes.
You were in I think you were put in charge,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Of developing and instituting the legal aid system,
yes.
For the people who are accused of the crimes.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you tell us then about that and the bad and the good, if you will. Okay.
We have a program for the indigent. Definitely all of them declare themselves indigent. We did the investigation, or somebody did the investigation. So we have this program for indigent. But at the beginning, it was extremely difficult because Kinyarwanda is a language unknown to the majority of the world because you know, it's a small country, little people, and so even to make their own research for the lawyers, it was extremely difficult. It was extremely difficult to have lawyers coming in Arusha from the States, from the UK, from Cameroon, Nigeria, or any country. It was very difficult to get those lawyers coming on board. I made a proposal, but it was rejected, is to recruit lawyers from Africa. Because I believe at that time, really, it was important for African people to take the lead in that, to get money, because it's quite a lot of money also, and to promote justice in Africa itself. I thought it was very important, but finally that recommendation was rejected and the program has been open to everybody, which is excellent also, but it was just, you know, a position that I had on that particular point. And but the difficulties were, I was alone, the only French-speaking person, with 95% of people speaking French. My secretary was only English speaking, and I had to do everything. During the first 2 years, I was completely alone. After I had a deputy who came on board, who is now deputy registrar in the International Criminal Court, a very good friend of mine, very nice person. We were working together. I built the system because since 97, 98, nothing has been changed. Even up to now, I don't think that there are any changes in that system. So.
And what is the system?
The system is how we assist a defense team. So we have a lead counsel, we have a co-counsel, and we have investigator and assistants. So in order for them to give an effective defense to the accused person. And also, at the beginning, we were receiving people, and the initial appearance was taking 2, 3, 4, 5 months. So you have somebody arrested, brought him here, and he was there without any assistance, nothing. And I had to do, you know, it was really a lot of work. It was really tiring. So finally we came out with a solution, which is the duty counsel. So he's a lawyer within this area, can be Arusha, Moshi, and so on, but in the area, just for a short period, at least to finalize the first formalities. I mean, my passport is lost. The prosecutor took my passport. And, you know, all these kind of complaints and so on that I was dealing myself at the beginning. So finally we had somebody who, so it was, and also I was supervising the detention center because I was, that time we have a vacuum where nobody was there. So finally I was the judge of surveillance. So I was receiving the complaints, I had to respond to the complaints, and I didn't have any experience, so it was really challenging. It was really challenging. But thanks to the lawyers, because I always consulted with them, we put in place this program of legal aid where all costs and expenses must be necessary and reasonable, and we discussed together what does it mean, necessary and reasonable. And after I present a matrix system with activities to be done in certain amount of time and so on, and after I had a sort of burnout. Mm-hmm. I was so tired. I was working like 12 hours per day, Saturday and Sunday, and one day I just fell down in the office. I just fell down in the office. I thought it was a heart attack, it was just stress, and I asked the registrar to change, to transfer me somewhere else, because otherwise I was going to die in that section. And we had a transition from the former registrar to the new registrar. Finally, the new registrar granted my request, and I was moved, because it was really, really tiring. And now I think there are 7-8 professionals. Before I was alone, we were two. So if you see, and the quantity of work is more or less the same. So I've been really utilized, and I did everything I could.